The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Ramble.
You think you're like a pretty good friend with somebody that's also in the industry, but then you realize they only hit you up when it benefits them.
To sleep up there because it's too wobbly. And say for example, oh, it's insane. Oh my god. Kind of like when you're doing a squat, your back has to kind of like lock up in the right position to make sure you go down. My back didn't lock up, so my back kind of folded back in itself.
You did like a full scorp.
Can confirm, that fucking hurt.
Yeah. What happens if the CEO of Keurig is watching this video right now?
He can go fuck himself.
There you go.
What if that's what he already does while watching our videos? Now what?
Well then keep it up.
You're doing great.
Not getting in any names, but a major video game company had some big ramifications for some people. Yeah. What is the responsibility of games companies when it comes to stuff like that? Is free speech in play? Do they have to deal with the business side of things first?
Happy birthday
like to me.
Help me
with that?
I have messed my trousers.
I own 3 nightclubs in Cologne, Germany.
I would like to order the shrimp, please. I would not like them cooked.
This is rolling.
Can you also bring the naked man in the bathtub, please?
Wait, what?
Keep
is it? Oh,
I told you we were trying to cancel you.
It's like, I knew he was German.
I was born there, so we're good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I give you a pass. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Smosh Cast. Today, I'm Ian. And today I'm joined by my good boy, Damien.
Hey, I'm a very good boy. Treat. Mm-hmm. Give me treats.
But also joined by another good boy, Craig, otherwise known as Mini Lad on the YouTube.
Oh, yes, I'm good boy.
You're a good boy.
Is this really how we're starting? Hell yeah, I'm all down for this.
I mean, we're whatever about it.
We are not the most, like, I don't know, formatted podcast. We just sort of do what we do and have fun with it.
I've done a lot of stuff with you guys over the years, so I know exactly how this goes. Back from you posted that a few years ago.
Oh,
the classics.
Yep, we're bringing it back.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that was so fun.
I feel like that actually wasn't that long ago, but it feels like forever ago.
It does. Well, I mean, you guys have also been through the wars recently.
Yeah. Very much. Like, so, think of all the happened? Life changes that's happened since then.
Wait, what are you talking about? Nothing's happened. Like, what happened? I guess that's the last time that you were with us then,
yeah.
Right? Was you posted that. Damn, yeah.
That was me, Sonya, OMG Firefox, and Captain Sparkles.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. That's right.
And then the next week, you guys got Chris Pratt and just shoved everything I did aside. I can't compete with his beauty. I can't.
You can't.
He's just such a
gorgeous
person.
That's true.
Nope. Yeah.
You can try.
No.
You can get a roll on Parks and Rec.
I'm pretty sure it was Courtney's profile picture for a while. So every time I saw her profile, I'm just like, oh, I have to have to relive getting outshunned by Chris Pratt. Got it.
Yeah. Well, we all got outshunned.
Yeah, I was like, is that a surprise to anybody? He's
no.
going to outshine anyone in whatever room he's in.
Yeah.
Wait, did I... Can I go up?
Are you bumping the table, son? Don't bump that table, son.
Ian, you're short enough as it is. You want to go up.
Oh, whoa. Welcome to the pod. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Welcome to Let's Shit on Ian Cast. Like, hey, beard man, glasses,
look
ass.
Look at you and your non-bleached hair ass.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We're talking about this because, you guys both color your hairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason is... I mean,
we're true
both
jamers.
You guys
covering up for my insecurities.
We're video jamers. Oh, that
too.
Oh,
that too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah. You stream, right?
Now and again.
Just kind of like off and on.
Yeah, whenever I can. Yeah.
It's hard.
I haven't been home in a while.
Yeah, because you've been touring, right?
I've been on tour, yeah, in between leg three and leg four right now, so
I am tired at all times.
Damn. How long is that going for you? When do you get to rest?
So I just finished up Falls Church, Virginia. Then I did a show at Times Square.
Wow.
At the PlayStation 2. That was cool.
Hey, PlayStation.
Hey, you wore a shirt.
Yeah, the PlayStation Theater is like in Times Square, right?
Yeah, so we pretty much sold that out, which is nuts. And then Philly, and then Pittsburgh, and then I come here for a few days to hang out with you beautiful guys. And then I'm doing LA, San Diego, and Arizona. But by the time this gets aired, I've already finished them.
Hey, congratulations. Congrats. I hope it went well.
I hope so too, future me.
And then another leg of the tour, or are you taking a little respite?
Yeah, so I structured it so there's 4 days on, a week off.
Nice, that's smart.
Because I mean, I have to go back and do the, you know, the fart jokes and things like that. So,
yeah, of course.
I got 3 weeks off after this, which I'm so excited
good
for.
Good man.
All right.
So it's because living in a coffin, you know, for most of your life, most of my tour life has been difficult. Because as far as the tour buses goes, it's kind of like stacked three way, one, two, three. The top, suppose you're not meant to sleep up there because it's too wobbly. And say for example, oh, it was insane. Oh my god,
we like practiced this.
Oh, I was harmonizing against each other.
Top of the bus.
Yeah, we probably should have just kept it at that one thing we said.
Oh no,
we made him giggle.
I'm arousal, but so the top. The top's a bit too wobbly and the bottom's too loud because near the engine. So, like, in the middle is the sweet spot.
Oh, that's good to know.
But they're like, I mean, we're talking maybe 3 feet is the side of the bunk, and there's no, like, barrier to stop you. So, if all of a sudden the bus driver goes, skirt, you're gone. You're off the side.
Okay, so yeah, so you're talking about on the tour bus, you sleep on the bus from city to city, right?
Yeah, because normally it's like 8 hour drive in between different places.
Yeah, wow. So they have these beds that are essentially like they're almost like shelves, right?
Mm-hmm. They're shelves. Imagine kind of like a hard hammock,
like a morgue.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Like a mausoleum.
Yeah.
Of
exactly.
Sorts.
Like a Mona Lisa, you know?
Yeah, like an ossuary.
Yes.
Yeah, like an ostrich.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You guys get it. Yeah. I think I'm getting it now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you have gotten skirted out of bed.
Skirt. Mm-hmm.
The bus skirt, and then you rolled out of the bed onto the floor?
Onto the floor. It hurt.
Jeez.
Dang, dude.
As far as wake up calls go, that sucked. That is the worst.
Because the engine noise don't sound so bad now, huh?
No,
you should do the bottom bunk.
Well, because you know when you fall asleep in a car and your head's on the side of the on the side of the seat, you kind of hear the road and everything going on really loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same thing because where your head's kind of on the side, your head's on the bus, basically, right? So you know you get those like drag strips across the side of the roads, like to wake you up. So we had a driver, his name was Forrest, on leg two, and for the entire 8 hour trip,
he drove
on top of the goddamn strip.
You can't do that.
God damn it, Forrest! You're not watching this because I'm pretty sure you don't know what the internet is, but goddamn you, Forrest!
That sucks. Nobody told him? Nobody had the heart to say anything?
Put it this way. This guy only wore a wife beater. His name was Forrest, and he started every sentence with, well, and you know exactly what kind of person that is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Last time we had somebody drive us from like an event, and I won't say which. The driving was actually very bad, very bad and scary and terrifying. So we actually like were texting each other in the back, and it's like, do we say something? And then eventually we were like, Ian, you're the boss. Say something.
Yeah.
I love how it gets shoved up onto you.
He's the boss.
What? Yeah, yeah. So that was a little sketchy, and it was just because we were in this long kind of like it wasn't a bus, it was a van.
Mm-hmm.
The drive, it's very windy. It's going from like essentially the desert, like high desert, back to Los Angeles, and there's some wind and stuff. And this person, I don't think they had ever driven.
They had never driven a vehicle like that before.
Yeah.
Oh,
ever.
No.
And they were going fast. And see, more insane.
Oh God. Oh.
Yeah.
We're quite the duo. Yeah.
We're like the Merrill twins, you know?
Oh, my gosh. I'm Vanessa.
I'm Veronica. I'm Ronnie.
I'm Elizabeth Merrill, the fourth one that they don't talk about.
Hi, I'm Smosh Games. Nice to meet you.
But yeah, that was, we kept like, because every time she would go to pass somebody, we were in the back, so we would feel more of the sway.
You would fly along with
she would
it.
Like jerk the wheel.
Oh, God.
So the whole back of the van would be going whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
No. I'm not a religious man, but I kept being like, whoever, whatever is out there listening, yeah. I would. Can you just do me a solid? Mm. Like, I'm legit texting my mom that I love her, and it's. But see, that's how polite I am because I'm like, I would rather like get all my affairs in order and die yeah. than just like say like, excuse me, miss, you're driving horribly. Could you stop? Like,
yeah, yeah, it's like I could confront her or I could write my will in the back of the van.
I'll just die.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. And also, like, I was willing to be like, hey, can you pull over and I'll just drive? But I also realized that it might come off as being like, no, you're a woman. You don't know how to drive. Let a man drive.
Oh, no. So, not even.
So,
well, you're also a car guy and she had never driven this type of vehicle before. I think if it's like you'd had equal experience and time and that kind of thing, and then you were like, move over,
yeah.
sweetheart.
Well, yeah, there's also,
then you're an ass.
So but, eventually I was just like, because we kept looking at each other. I was getting those nervous sweats every time the bus, like the van, like swayed back and forth, and I was just like, hey, can you slow down, please? Because it's you're being very jerky and it's scary. And then she's just like, okay. And then like,
she was not happy.
Yeah, she was not stoked about that. And then we stopped somewhere, everyone got off, and I was like, hey, sorry for like calling you out in front of everyone. It was just like, you know, it's just the van.
We're trying not to die.
Yeah.
You know,
and she was like, well, I didn't feel anything.
Well, yeah, you're like, holding a wheel. You don't really feel the G-forces when you're holding onto the vehicle.
Yeah. So I was just like, okay, I'm glad I said something because she had no clue.
Our point is you should text Forrest and let him know your true feelings about how much you disliked his driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll write a heavily worded letter.
And then he'd go, well,
and then went for whatever he says.
Yeah. Yeah. So the tour, other than Forrest's driving, has been good?
The tour's been amazing. Yeah. I had no idea what was going to happen going into this. Because I know, I'm not bad-mouthing YouTubers here, but a lot of YouTubers do a Q&A, which is fine. I mean, if your audience really likes Q&A, then that's awesome. Mm-hmm. For me, I wanted to try and put on some kind of a show.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to try and do some kind of a stand-up, some kind of like fan interaction, gaming, stand-up hybrid thing.
Rad.
I don't even know how to describe it. So I had no idea how the hell this is going to be perceived. And then coming out every night, it's kind of like a pantomime crowd where everyone's like, yes! You know, I could be like, how's it going? Ah! I could take a shit on stage and everyone would be like, yeah, push it out! Like, it's...
can amazing. We do that?
No.
Because you're I'm going to go to your Friday show.
Yeah.
Can you take a shit on stage?
Do you want to come on stage and take a shit on stage?
Ian, do it.
Take my card. If you want to organize it, just take my card. Okay. And just let me know, and we can try and get something organized for you.
Great. I'll take some Metamucil beforehand.
Perfect, perfect.
I was thinking of, like, what's the one? Oh, okay, Miralax. That's the same.
Yeah.
Just take some Miralax.
Okay, yeah. Are you brand specific with?
Well, one time I had a very bad stomach issue, and I needed to go, so I took Miralax. Okay. Hit me up, Miralax.
Yeah. Sponsored. Actually, no, it's not. Don't.
They also have laxatives that come in little chocolates.
Oh, really?
It seems dangerous.
Yeah.
I feel like someone got pranked with that in high school. It's like someone with chocolate and then put laxative and it's like, oh my God, this is genius.
Yeah.
And they just made their entire career around it.
Yeah. I mean, if you could make every medicine a chocolate, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, store it near kids.
I mean, I don't smoke, but a lot of people are just like, oh, I don't really like to smoke, but I do like this brownie.
Yeah. Mm. Dangerous.
Very dangerous.
You don't want to... I feel like everyone that's had a weed brownie experience has had a bad weed brownie experience.
One thing I think is funny is there's news articles right now of people saying, like, just watch your kids, make sure you know what they're eating because there could be edibles in there. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Bro, like, how much money are you willing to spend on these kids?
Yeah.
You're not even going to see that happen. You're like, I bet in about an hour it's going to kick in.
It's going to kick in the little 8-year-old Jimmy dressed a dinosaur. He's going to be feeling things. I'm like, no, I'm not going to waste money on that.
I'm so glad that I spent $2,000 on this epic Halloween prank where I drugged children.
Get to see the outcome.
Yeah. You just wait. For the cops to show up, you're like, now we play the waiting game.
I bet those kids are smiling.
Or the guy, like, he gives them the brownies, but he's like, but you're gonna need to wait here for about an hour and you need to eat the candy right now.
The mom's there, like, it's like, why can't I go? And just handcuffs the kid to the fence. It's like, no, I must see this.
We watch him trip, we must.
Yo, Yoda. Watch him drip. We must.
Yeah, I don't know why I worded it that way.
I don't know why either, but it was great. That's
I weird. Think it was just that was the character that you were making. Whoever is crazy enough to do that also speaks.
Watch
like
him
Yoda.
Trip. We must.
Well, there you go. Now it's just straight up Yoda.
To be fair, the person who made Jar Jar Binks was obviously clearly high on something.
Mm, that was George Lucas.
High on money.
Yeah, watch him.
High on his sweet, sweet money.
Yeah. That's, well, I mean, it was Jar Jar in episode one?
Yeah. George had.
So he had no money.
This is the thing. Like George Lucas. Like, yeah, he had a lot of say in the first three Star Wars movies, episode 4, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. But the prequels. He had like complete control over.
Oof. Oh,
like he didn't okay. like basically, he obviously proved that like you know Star Wars is a great thing, and basically, but I think Fox had a lot of control over the not the prequels, but 4, 5, and 6. They didn't, so he also had control over 4, 5, and 6. Mm. Oh, so they're
all
like,
of a sudden they're
okay,
just so
Luke,
much better.
Yeah, and then
he just paid for the. He had to get some money, so he had to make some compromises, but story-wise, it's all him.
Interesting.
And then he went batshit crazy because he had all the money when he came back in 99 and paid for it all himself. He had so much money.
He paid for it all himself.
Yeah.
That's insane. Jesus.
See, I don't... Do whatever you want then.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Make the dumbest status. Characters. Like, it's all your money. Do whatever you want, George Lucas.
I do want to say, I am going to shit talk one streamer right now.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
I know.
Whoa. Spilling
that's
the tea.
That's the tea, okay. Sister.
I love you, Jack. Courage, JD, but he thinks Transformers is better than Star Wars.
Ooh, that's a really bad opinion.
Yeah.
Wait, are we talking like the animated, the old animated?
No, I'm
like Dark Side of the Moon.
I'm pretty sure like the Shia LaBeouf, Megan yikes. Fox ones.
That's a big old yikes, my boy.
That's he a also, spicy oof.
The one that is a bit interesting, though, is he thinks that Inception is better than Interstellar.
I never saw Interstellar, so I don't know.
You haven't seen Interstellar?
No, I don't like movies.
I would, that's fair. Yeah. Okay, I would side on Inception being better than Interstellar.
Wow. I like both. I think
they're both great.
I think the reason I like both are fantastic. The Star Wars one blows my mind. The Transformers, but the one thing I like about Interstellar is the fact that they played with the idea of fabrics of time into physical fabric. I'm like, "Oh, you guys are smart."
Yeah, the whole like library thing was weird.
Like I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
But I did like the idea of like the fact that since he spent like 5 seconds or whatever near the black hole, that was like 50 years or whatever.
Right.
That was a cool,
that's
cool,
cool
kind of concept.
Well, I didn't say I wasn't gonna see it.
Oh shit,
damn.
I didn't hear you say that you...
No, I haven't seen it.
You
no,
haven't seen
okay.
Interstellar?
It's okay. No, spoil it. Look, if a movie's been out for like 3, 4, 5 years and you haven't seen it, you can't be like...
Okay, here's a question. What is the threshold? Like, after a certain amount of time, can you say, okay, now we're good? Because for Avengers Endgame, the directors literally came out and went, all right, y'all are good now. But like... Do you think it should be like a specific time, like 6 months?
I think it depends on the cultural relevance of the thing. So if it's Game of Thrones and it's a weekly thing, if you haven't seen it in the first 3 days, you can't get mad at somebody for talking about it because you got to be on the ball. With something like Endgame, everyone was assumed to have like saw it on opening week.
Right.
I didn't.
Neither did I.
And I still somehow managed to not have a lot spoiled for me. I saw it maybe like 3 weeks in, and I was still
I did the same thing, and I streamed, I did this thing called a meme stream on my YouTube, and I started the stream, everyone was going, I was like, hey guys, how's it going? So-and-so dies. I'm like, God!
Yep.
Damn it! Yep. I'm seeing it tonight, I waited this long!
I had to do the same thing for 2 weeks. I would have like filters on my stream and like all mods coming out and just being like, you know, hey, just I'm gonna have it on like a 1 minute delay for typing and just find what you can and root it out. And I think it's a matter of also just being polite. Like, is there a rule for like cultural relevance and when you can say it? Not really, but I think even if it's, you know, everybody has different circumstances. Some people have kids and they can't go out to the movie theater for 3.5 hours to go see a film.
Sure,
and so it's nice to just be like, oh, I want to talk about Endgame. Has everybody here seen it? And then if they say, no, I haven't, I'll go take a crap or something. Like, it's okay for them to leave. You don't have to stop all conversation, but still just give a heads up.
Yeah, that's true.
I get that, yeah.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money.
First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, I think...
That's what I was thinking too.
But Iron Man dies.
Oh, yeah, well, there it is. I tried by saying something. It's been out for like a year. And even
it
now,
feels like it's been
what
out
if
for
someone
a year?
Has kids and hasn't been able to see a movie this year?
Good. Shouldn't have had a kid.
Fuck him. Wait, how long has Endgame been out for?
I mean, it's been out since...
It's been like 8 months?
It's been out since Game of Thrones was out.
Oh, good are we all Game of Thrones fans here?
Yeah, when it was good. I like the books. I like all the books.
Yeah.
After like season 5, it's just like, you can tell when you ran out of material. Oh, God, no, the Sand Snake fight. That's when I knew it went downhill and I wanted to die. Wanted to die because I...
Oh, the Viper in the mountain? That fight?
No, that was great because they still had book material.
That part was awesome.
The Sand Snakes in the books have been... And that's Oberyn Martell's daughters, the Viper's daughters. His, like, bastard daughters.
Yeah. Oh,
it had been built up in the books like they're amazing warriors and no warriors stood against them.
And they just
keep them locked in a tower. And then they just stand there like, I'm going to do half dancing, half whip movement as this looks like a 1990s Power Rangers style fight. And I was like, no! No! I just knew what the next few seasons were going to be like.
Yep. No.
Stone men!
I mean, I think, yeah. Yeah, the stuff with the dragons really bummed me out.
Christ. Oh, as far as the way it got taken out?
I mean, yeah, like both of them.
So the one thing that annoys me is literally like 5 seconds beforehand, like, oh, we need to watch out for the ships coming in.
Yeah.
We need to watch out for the Greyjoys. And it's like, if there's a pan out shot where the dragon is here above the mountains, and then just behind the mountains, the dragon was already taller than the Greyjoy fleet was already there. Yeah. I'm sitting there going, it's a dragon. Come on!
Yeah.
The first one gets taken out with one good shot.
Yeah.
The second one swoops in and around and fuck-a-doodle-doo, and then I missed everything.
That's what I was thinking about. But also, like, I did kind of, I thought it was kind of funny where it wasn't funny. It was terrible to watch. But, you know, the first arrow hits the dragon. I'm like, okay, hit the wing. It was like, yeah, that could probably, and then the arrow goes through his throat. And I'm like, Jesus Christ! They're just like blood, just a shower of blood going out of its mouth. I was like, oh my God.
The one thing about Game of Thrones season 8 that I will say is it looked incredible.
Sure, yeah.
It looked incredible. But then again, it kind of same thing goes with video games. Like, games can look amazing, but the story can be shit and kind of
You can make Goose Game, which is like an isometric view.
I
and it's,
love Goose
it's
Game.
Too, oh, what's your favorite game of the year, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Randomly, because I'm loving Goose Game.
Goose Game? Sekiro.
Yeah. Sekiro, yay! You're a From Software guy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to twice, my dude.
I finished the game twice.
Got some tryhards over here.
I never play a game off screen because I'm always like guilt trip myself. Like, I could be streaming this, I could be recording this. But this one, I was just like, I need to give this my time of day.
I always have two games going at any given time. Yep. My personal file and the stream file.
Oh, smart. Okay.
Yeah.
So without getting too much into it, you know the part where it can like you kill the dead or you can kill the dead if you really want to? So
I
saved
somebody?
The part just before that so I can go back.
That's where my save is.
That's where
my save is.
Give me that.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Ian, look at us. We're best friends.
Best friends.
Right. I'm a little jelly.
We'll work on the synchronicity thing.
Yes.
Best friendship. We're getting there. Yeah.
I thought you said best French.
We're the best Frenchmen. An Irishman and a German fella make the best Frenchmen.
Hey, kind of meet in the middle.
Are you, by the way, playing Code Vein at all?
No, I haven't had to play really anything.
It's a Bandai Namco release that is like, they literally are doing their best to be like, hey, we like Bloodborne and Dark Souls. What if we made exactly that? And so it's just like a nice little snack to like tie over until the next From game, but it's anime Dark Souls, basically.
There's been an article released today that I saw before coming in here that the creators of Simpsons Hit and Run were like, yeah, we should remaster it soon.
No way.
Please. Please, please, please.
Love it.
Oh, I never played it, but I heard it was kind of like a cult following.
Very much so.
It did. I loved it.
Was like a Crazy Taxi version of like The Simpsons?
Literally, yeah. Imagine like GTA Simpsons, but there was no death.
or blood or
just
anything.
A lot of doubt.
Yeah.
You a big Simpsons fan?
Used to be. I feel like everyone kind of went through a Simpsons phase.
We're talking about this earlier today.
Yeah. Everyone went through a Simpsons phase. Everyone goes out of said Simpsons phase.
And it's still going.
And it's still going. I mean, and then more cards. Yeah, so supposedly Big Mouth got nominated for an Emmy. Supposedly Simpsons beat Big Mouth to an Emmy. I'm like, Simpsons are still winning awards?
Dang.
I mean, somebody out there is watching it. I don't know who.
Yeah.
That's my question. Because, like, I used to watch it back in, like, no joke, in preschool. Like, they would ask, what's your favorite show? Like, to interview students. And I was like, oh, The Simpsons. They're like, sweetie, I don't think your parents are letting you watch The Simpsons. And I'm like, when my mom gets here, we'll talk about it. But, like, I don't watch The Simpsons nowadays. And so I'm just like, if not for me, who's it for?
Maybe
now?
It's just people who are that secluded from society that it's the only thing left on their borderline color TV.
Oh.
Like a little boss, like a new Simpsons. I love this show.
In
even
3-4
though
3-4 perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the last time I saw The Simpsons was The Simpsons movie,
which
was good.
That was a good film. Yeah,
yeah, that was good.
I remember, Homer has like epiphanies and things like that.
All I remember from that is Spider Pig, and they're like when he moves to Alaska, and they're like, "Welcome to Alaska. Here's some money." Because that's what happens when you move to Alaska. They just give you money.
Oh, is there a stipend for moving there?
I think so. Or for just living there, right?
I didn't know that.
We got to get our sound guy, Greg, in here.
Yeah.
Or Jackie.
Or Jackie. We got two Alaskans here.
Yeah, we got two Alaskans.
Jackie and I talked about the Iditarod race the other day.
Yeah?
What's that?
It's a dog sled race in Alaska, but I like randomly brought it up and I started, like, I didn't hear a reaction when I said the Iditarod and I was like, oh, sorry, it's this dog racing thing. Wait a minute. You're in Alaska. And she's like, yeah, I know all about it. My uncle, my great uncle or something like that was
it.
And I was like,
God's going to annoy me. There's a Disney film about a dog.
Balto.
Yeah.
But it's not Disney.
Oh, is it? No, is it Pixar?
You're thinking of Snow Dogs.
Okay. Was that Disney?
Is it animated or no?
With Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, that was a good film. Yeah.
Was it?
When it first came out, it was a great film.
Okay.
Because standards were a lot lower when you're a lot younger.
True.
Now, all of a sudden, when you actually have some kind of a cognitive mind, I'm like, well, darling, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So real quick, in Alaska, they pay their citizens $2,000 a year just to live there.
Dude, that's easy money.
That's a yearly stipend of $2,000.
I think that's because of the oil money, or they just really need people
up
there.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
What's the ratio of men to women in Alaska? I gotta reach around the mic.
Is it because everyone who lives in Anchorage is like a fisherman or something? Or is this like an actual like thing?
It's not that crazy. I thought it was a lot crazier, but it's 108.5 men to 100 women.
Oh.
But I thought it was a lot more men than women, but maybe that's only in like the oil towns.
Probably, that makes sense.
Yeah, oil towns, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's America, but it's also not surrounded by anything to do with America.
Yeah.
In between, imagine being sandwiched between Canada and Russia. Like, two very different countries.
Oh, really? What's different about them?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Welcome to Politics Cast.
Yeah.
I forget why we put this down on here, but the sort of, like, what's the responsibility of video games as far as a political situation?
Oh, that question came from, you know, not getting into any names, but a major video game company had some big ramifications for some people based on their political stance. So, like, what is the responsibility of games companies when it comes to stuff like that? Is free speech in play? Do they have to deal with the business side of things first? Like,
it's kind of a difficult one because as a company, you wanna make sure that your security is tight. You wanna make sure that your morals are in play. You wanna make sure that everyone's happy. But in situations like that, it's very, very difficult.
Yeah,
it's very difficult.
I guess you gotta. Then I guess you gotta ask: Do corporations even consider moral responsibility? Or is it just about the bottom line or the shareholders?
But at the same time, the decision they came out with to ban said player, you know,
and casters,
exactly. So you're saying about it's like, we're gonna make the decision based on our money is basically what you're saying, based on our financials. Well, they're gonna lose a lot of money because there's been a trend about people who are closing down their big MMO subscriptions. If we're trying to avoid,
I think probably it'd be a good idea.
Yeah. I'm trying my best here.
No, you're doing great.
It's not a good time. Let's just move on from this one.
Fair. That's how you know
it. We're talking about Blizzard, though.
God damn it.
Yeah,
no, Ian, actually, no.
Big
actually
MMO.
Cut it out. Actually cut it out.
I mean, everyone knows who we're talking about.
Yeah.
But
no one could piece that together. We did such a good job.
Yeah.
Everything was completely under the table and no one knew.
The Masons, the numbers, Mason, what do they mean? Yeah. The Masons number.
Oh my God. The Declaration of Independence.
So you moved, you started your sort of YouTube life in your hometown.
In Northern Ireland, yeah.
Northern Ireland. And then a couple years ago, you moved to L.A.
2015, I moved here for 6 months because that's how long my visa was for. And then I went back. And then July 16 is when I've been out here full time.
Yeah. And then you came here and then you're like, L.A. is not for me. And then now you're up north in the Pacific Northwest.
Yes, I am.
Fancy. Yeah.
So L.A. just didn't do it for you.
The thing about it is I love L.A., but I'm a big believer in making sure that you're okay as far as like self-care. And I love LA, but as you know, we live here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are just dicks.
Yeah.
Like absolute scumbags. You guys are all right. But I mean, there's a lot of people out there where it's just so fake and so evident.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to move up there just because it's a lot closer to what Northern Ireland temperament.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half flight away from LA.
It's rainy.
Seattle's rainy. Portland is kind of like, it's in between desert and rain. So it's kind of like in the middle where it doesn't rain too much.
Oh.
It's kind of like, it's just mountainous area, perfectly in the middle. But I went up there just to kind of like make sure that whenever I come to LA, I work hard. And whenever I go back home and I'm working on my videos and whatnot, I have that separation between work
and
play.
That's awesome.
Just so I know that I can, you know, I can work on myself as well as work on my brand.
Is it a lot of work having to keep Portland weird?
Well, thankfully I don't live inside Portland, but I can attest, Portland's pretty weird.
Isn't that Austin's slogan? Keep Austin weird? Oh, it's
Is
both.
It really?
Oh, come
oh,
on.
Weird.
No way.
Two cities
That's
sharing
weird.
The same slogan.
Ugh. God.
I thought Austin's was when you're here, you're family.
Oh. Oh. No.
And then LA is just like, fuck you or don't. But I think with Portland, it's not even weird. It's just very hipstery.
Mm.
It's imagine like LA hipstery without the people.
So Los Feliz, the city.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, I love Portland. I think it's great. But it's also because I'm a hipster.
You are, aren't you?
But the food scene's great.
The coffee's good. I'm a big coffee guy.
Yeah. Coffee's great. Speaking of which,
I got you.
Oh, ding. You know what? Today,
segue.
Today we just officially launched my favorite
coffee. Oh, is it
finally?
I had no idea what the actual release date was. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can actually officially get this right now. We had a pre-order like a couple days ago.
For those who aren't watching it, what are you holding right now?
I'm holding the My Favorite Coffee mug. It's actually filled with water right now.
Mm-hmm.
But in front of me right here is the cold brew that we're also selling. The My Favorite Coffee cold brew. It's some good stuff, man.
So tell me, Ian, where can you get it?
Well,
dude, we
Craig,
like you. You can come back
anytime.
I'm
the guest here, and I'm like, plug.
You can get it at myfavoritecoffee.com. You can get, there's two different blends of coffee. You can get it either in whole bean or ground.
Wow.
You can get the cold brew. There's also a subscription system that I keep forgetting to mention.
Please tell me more.
I will. if you subscribe, you get 50% off your first bag and 25% off any other bag that is after that first bag.
Sounds like people would be losing money if they didn't do that, Ian.
Wow.
That's such
Damien,
a great deal.
You're so right. Huh? So if, yeah, basically you're an idiot if you don't buy this coffee.
Yeah, that's a good way to promo it.
No, you're not an idiot if you don't buy this coffee. You're an idiot if you drink Keurig instead of this coffee.
There you go.
What happens
I'm
when we want to sell K-cups?
We're not selling K-cups.
Okay.
What happens if the CEO of Keurig is watching this video right now?
He can go fuck himself.
There you go.
What if that's what he already does while watching our videos? Now what?
Well, then keep it up.
You're doing great.
Yeah, this is kind of, the battle lines are drawn. My war against Keurig has begun. We will reign victorious.
Well, thank God my favorite coffee is my favorite coffee.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And that's coming from Craig Minilad. You heard it here, folks.
With absolute conviction in his voice.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal.
$50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But yeah, I love Portland. I think it's such a cool little city. I mean, the homeless situation is sad.
But then again, I feel like if you live in any major city across the world, you're going to get homeless people.
Except for Tokyo.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like just Japan in general is just a whole different breed of just bliss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I've never been there. Love that place.
I'm going.
Oh, really?
I know.
I've got some suitcase room if you just want to hop on in.
Oh, yeah, I do. Dude, it's annoying because I'm a massive rugby guy and the Rugby World Cup is
now being held in Japan.
Right now.
Oh, cool. And they beat, was it Ireland?
I won't talk about that, but cool. Next segment. Cool. Hey. Awesome.
I felt so happy for him. I don't follow rugby, but it's always fun seeing like an underdog.
I was happy for him too. I'm like, yay. But at the same time, I'm like,
yeah.
But my dad's English, so I also have to support England. So whenever England play Ireland, I'm just like, yay. Aw, yay. Aw.
Yeah. Are Ireland and England tough rivals?
Yeah. They're so Ireland's, yeah. Well, you see
it's almost
the
like
world.
There was some kind of like, history between the two.
Nah. Ireland's two in the world. England's three in the world.
Where's New Zealand at?
Number one. Ireland was number one until they got beat by Japan.
Oopsie.
Whoopsie daisy.
Big old basket of whoopsie daisies.
Oh, yep.
What's your favorite thing about rugby? Because I don't know anything about it.
No, that's fair. I loved it because I was able to get my aggression out in something that's.
So you actually played it.
Yeah, so nice. So before YouTube, I actually went pretty far in rugby.
Really? That's awesome.
I nearly got selected for my country in rugby, and then I had a really bad back injury.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So in rugby, there's a thing called a scrum, which is the top.
That's the only word that I know from rugby.
Yeah. Probably just from knowing me over the years, to be honest.
Yeah, you're always like, oh, this is such a scrum. I don't know.
Just wait for someone to ask.
What the fuck was that? This is such a scrum.
That's what I've heard you just offhandedly mention.
Only
things.
When one person throws a my favorite coffee on the table and we're all grabbing for it, then Craig
it's the
goes,
best
wow,
coffee
this
you could
is such
find.
A scrum.
That was beautiful.
Thank Sorry, you. So you're nice. Saying, Thank you're you. Saying though?
Yeah, so the scrum is where the top eight biggest players kind of come together and like, imagine kind of like a reverse tug of war where they're pushing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy right in the middle. So... at the training session where I went to after I got selected, my back, kind of like when you're doing a squat, your back has to kind of like lock up in the right position to make sure you go down. My back didn't lock up, and my back, for those who don't know, I'll explain it a bit, my back just kind of went and just
Yikes.
Folded. So my back kind of folded back in itself, for those who are listening on audio.
Oh, you scorped.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty
you
much.
Did like a full scorp.
You did a waning crescent moon.
Yep, that can confirm. That fucking hurt. So then ever since then, now I'm a YouTuber. So.
And who would have thought that being the guy in the middle of a scrum would have that happen to him?
With
eight strong, large men pressing against you.
Do you know what it is? I didn't have my favorite coffee to really push through.
You know, if you did, you would have had the energy to just push through.
Yeah, I would be playing for my country right now.
Question though, what's it like in countries with like rugby culture? Here in America, when we have football, like players get injured all the time, but they're often like well off before that happens, you know, but they do have health issues their whole life. What's that kind of culture like in Ireland? Like, are players just toast after they play?
No, so it's... players who are really, really good, like, you know, they'll actually let them go through and recuperate and then come back at a later date. Okay. I feel like with American football and NFL, like, when someone gets injured, it's like, well, that's it. You're done. You make your money and you can dip.
I've also heard that because football players wear so much padding and so much gear, they hit each other way harder.
Oh, because of the weight, like the torque.
Because rugby, there's no protective gear, right?
It's yes and no. I think that with rugby... they still hit each other with everything they have, but it's kind of more controlled because otherwise you're going to fuck yourself. With American football, because they're wearing helmets and pads, you can still hit each other with the same velocity, but you're also not really caring about you or you're not really caring about where you hit them.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So you're going in with a big old headbutt in American football, whilst if you do that in rugby, you're going to die.
And when this does the scrum start with everyone like in that circle? Or
no, so imagine like a scrum is what happens when basically a penalty happens.
Okay.
So whenever, so in rugby you can't pass the ball forward, or if you drop it forward, that happens.
Mm. But is there ever a moment like in American football, everyone lines up and then runs at each other and just collides? Mm-hmm. Does that happen in rugby or
at the start, kind of like after they've scored, like as you guys call it, a touchdown, I call it a try. That kind of thing happens where they kind of kick off the start and then they kind of run towards each other then.
Okay.
That's probably the only case I can think of.
Okay. Because I'm thinking, like, that's, like, of course you're going to get injured. Like, if you're what is that, linebacker? Ryan, you're the sports guy. Yeah. Linebacker. If you're a linebacker, your job is to literally stand in a line facing another guy, like, what, 5 feet apart, 5 feet away from them, 10 feet away from them? And they're like, go, and you just run as hard as you can at this person while they run as hard as they can, and you guys just collide.
So
what's your job?
Extreme hugging.
The way it works in American football is like you guys run into each other, and there's a pause, and you do it again. Mm. With rugby, it's the ball gets recycled. So when you go down, you get the ball back, and then you run it up again. So imagine like the line, but it's all 15 players.
Mm.
Well, wow. I say 13. They're all in a line against each other, and then they run against each other. And then the ball hits the ground, then they reset. So in rugby, there's a thing called pillars. So whenever you go down, you have to stand by their back foot, and there's one guy either side, and everybody else on the team has to be behind the pillars, I guess you could say. And then the other team that has the ball, they have to be behind the guy who's throwing the ball because you have to pass backwards. So then it's just crash into each other, recycle, go back. Crash into each other, go back. It's just this for 80 minutes. Wow.
Damn, boy.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Wow, so you were on your way to being like a national player.
Yeah.
Or you were on the team already, or you were
I was on my way. I was nearly getting there.
Damn.
And then that happened. I was like, well, what did we learn?
Well, your life
seems pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I'd say it kinda worked out.
And now I live in the West Coast of America, so I mean it's cool the fact that like, you know, whenever that happened, I'm like, well, there it is. I'm going to go work in Walmart for the rest of my life. And then all of a sudden, this kind of came around.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, that's good. I'm glad you're happy, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're happy. Okay, so this is a weird question. We went out for karaoke when we were in New York.
Yes, yes.
And you sang a country song.
Alan Jackson, It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Mm. And you said, and I don't know if you were joking, but you said everyone in Northern Ireland knows country music.
I mean, Northern Ireland's a very rural country.
But they all listen to country Western music?
American country?
Well, it's the same thing as, like, if you go to farm towns in America, chances are there's going to be someone who listens to country music, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing in Northern Ireland, but imagine an entire country where everyone is kind of... and also, there's also a massive drinking culture in Northern Ireland, so... A lot of really famous country songs are
good
just,
drinking songs.
Yeah, it's good drinking songs. Exactly.
Ah,
it's like so whenever you're having a barbecue or something like that, you're gonna put on like an Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks, or Toby Keith or something like that.
See, but that just blows my mind because I always just thought country western was such a solely American thing. Like nobody else in the world gave crap about it.
There's Irish country.
So that's what I was going to ask. Like, is there?
Yeah, I mean, you got Japanese country music. You got, you know, everywhere there's kind of like everywhere where there is rural parts, aka pretty much everywhere, there's going to be their variation of country music. So I mean, American country music is very like tractors and beer and blue jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst in Ireland they talk more about places.
Okay.
So like the hills of Donegal or places like that, you know.
I like that.
Yeah.
I used to listen to Irish music all the time, like Irish folk music while I did leather crafting.
Nice.
Because I was just like,
I just want to feel like
I'm a Skyrim NPC. Stuck out of time. Let's do this.
I want to immerse myself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
That actually makes a lot of sense. I think I would do that too.
It was a lot of fun.
Would you close your eyes and imagine you're back on the Shire?
And wake up with one less finger? Yeah. like, oh crap, I definitely should have watched while I was chiseling that leather.
Apart from you wake up and you actually do before you get on the game, you're like, what the fuck?
Light armor means light on your feet, smart man. And you're like, oh god, I've become them.
I can't wait for Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah.
It is 6, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Sorry, I doubted myself there for a second.
Are you fine?
I don't know, man. Bethesda, I just don't know anymore.
What do you mean?
With Bethesda, they make broken games, but they make it broken enough so it works, but it doesn't. For example, Skyrim horses.
Yeah.
Skyrim horses are the most buggy pieces of shit in video games. But they're like, you know what? we realize it's a bug, we gonna leave it in there because it's kind of funny.
Maybe it's funny to watch a horse take a vertical
I feel
slope.
Like they did that. They exactly. did that in The Witcher, too.
Probably.
Like The Witcher, like CD Projekt Red, like, made it. They're like, they just kind of acknowledged that the horse was kind of bugged.
Yeah. The one thing that was very disappointing, though, is I also tried to, when I played Red Dead Redemption 2, I just tried to take it up a vertical plane.
Yeah.
And you were spoiled from Skyrim.
Yeah.
And just smack right into the wall.
Yeah. And they have animations for horses falling over. I'm like, boo, let me just go directly vertical, please.
We've all become sort of spoiled now where it's like, oh, that game wasn't a one-to-one direct recreation of my reality. And it's like, it's not always going to be perfect.
Right.
Like, let's have fun. Is it fun? Are you having fun? Yes. Good. Okay. Good game.
Yeah, that definitely shocked me the first time I played Red Dead Redemption, and I kind of nudged up against somebody else on a horse, and I fell off the horse. I was like, whoa! Yeah. And then that guy started shooting me. I was like, it was a complete accident, bro!
Dude, be chill, dog.
Yeah.
Quit shooting me, dog.
You have a funny feeling that wasn't the terminology they used.
As a voice actor in Red Dead Redemption 2, it is exactly.
Actually,
like,
it was
really?
The part. Yeah, it was actually the part.
I didn't say dog.
It was actually the part of the game. It was the part of the game where you actually play as a dog, so it was actually accurate.
Oh, so you actually just bark?
Yeah.
God. Okay.
No, it's like the Lion King level in Kingdom Hearts, where you're all of a sudden a lion, but you still have human speech and language.
Okay.
It was just that. I just am a fever dream you're having one night, and I'm just like, hey, I'm a dog. How's it going? Like, ah, oh, shit. Shouldn't have eaten all those Arthur Morgan beans.
There it is.
Arthur
coming
Morgan.
Out. There it is.
Did you ever pet your horse? I guess like when you get like a higher bonding with your horse, Arthur gets a lot more sexual with like whenever you go to calm your horse.
Like, hey, girl.
He's like, that's a good girl.
That's a good girl.
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No.
Good girl.
It does get like more oddly sexual. Like, did you play much Red Dead?
No, I didn't. Sadly,
I did, and it gets a little uncomfortable because like sometimes the horse freaks out because there's a snake or something, so you have to like,
whoa, girl. How'd you get close to your horse? Because mine just kept dying constantly.
Oh, I took good care of my horse. Nobody, and dude, that was spoiler. I won't spoil it. Okay, yep. I'm gonna move on.
And segue.
What was your favorite game in 2019?
Yeah, what's your favorite kind of horse? I mean, game.
Oh, you said
Sekiro.
Yeah, you already said Sekiro. Yeah. What's your favorite game of all time?
Can I do a two-parter on this one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course.
Favorite game is the original Pokemon's on Game Boy Color.
Like blue version or red version? 3, 2, 1. Blue.
Right.
I don't know. Okay, that's fine.
Yellow.
It doesn't really.
Ha ha.
My brother had yellow. Fuck him. But favorite gaming series is BioShock.
Ooh,
big BioShock. BioShock 1's fantastic. BioShock 2 is as good, just a little bit short. BioShock Infinite was a little, it was all right. I kind of forced myself to play it because I loved the games.
They promised
the
a lot.
And they delayed it year after year. Yeah. And then they end up where it tied everything in together. I'm like, you guys are okay again.
Yeah. I never played any of them.
You'd like it. I've got the remastered for Xbox you can borrow.
Yeah.
I even bought it like used. I bought the first one used, and I was like, I'm going to play this, but like it seemed a little too spooky for me at the time when I was like, I don't feel like playing a spooky game.
I wouldn't even call it spooky as much as it is kind of like, would you even call it a thriller? It's just kind of dark.
It's just tense. It's tense. It's a little tense.
Yeah,
and then
tense.
I had it spoiled for me. So like I was like, well, okay, the best part, that was taken out.
The game's
so.
10 years old. You can talk about it.
I don't know. I don't even remember the full thing. But,
Square Enix tweeted something the other day about a new character being added to their fighting game, Dissidia, and they were like, you know, join this character as he battles through all this stuff. And so many people were like, dude, spoilers. I'm like, Final Fantasy XII came out in like 2006? Like, I'm like, come on. Like, when it's a decade and a half, you can just move on.
Well, people are going to do that anyway, just the same way as people just follow brand accounts on Twitter just so they can reply to every tweet going, silence, brand!
Yeah,
literally
right.
Every time. Like, jeez. Whether it's Wendy's or just
I love the silence brand.
Mm-hmm.
Never gets
old. They're getting creative now.
Yeah.
Because you can't really use the same picture twice. You have to keep it fresh.
Yeah. I think, like, one time the brand even responded with like the crab shooting like shooting back at the crab or something.
Oh, okay.
I was like, no.
That's good. That's good PR.
So you kind of mentioned like you've made friends in this sort of quote unquote industry.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that like, you know, some people in the industry, not great people. There's like some, I'm not saying like names or anything.
No, but I mean there's people like that in every industry. Like, yeah. You're always going to come across people who you just don't like. It's mm-hmm. just, it's what makes people people, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it kind of what makes things interesting. Everyone has their own personality traits. I will say certain personality traits clash. It's just, it's the way the world works. You're going to come across people who you're like, ooh, no, let's not do that. And then you just don't talk to those people and you move on. You stick close, you stick to your friend group.
Would you say there's anything that you learned that would be good wisdom for other people that are looking to, you know, that are kind of taking that next step in their life and maybe something they should look out for?
As far as that goes, I mean, just keep your friend group small. I mean, as far as business-wise, you can feel free to get as many, you know, connections as you want. That's fine. People are going to help you out. But, I mean, as far as your friends who you can talk to and trust, people who you've known for a very, very, very long time, because a lot of people out there, especially in this industry, that, you know, no one that anybody knows, you know, more people like behind the scenes in certain companies, that they're only going to choose people who is going to better themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can tell that right off the bat. We've all come across people like that. So my best bit of advice is just keep your friend group small, stay loyal to them, and they'll stay loyal to you.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, I think there's definitely something to that for sure, because I think, you know, it's that kind of quantity over quality kind of thing. Yeah. You can't be best friends with 50 people.
Yeah.
Because you can't be that invested in that many people's lives.
You can't keep up the...
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
Because you also want to give people, you know, your time and attention and, you know, how much bandwidth do you have to do that?
Yeah.
If you're... Yeah.
And you can kind of spot that, I think, sometimes when you know, you think you're like a pretty good friend with somebody that's also in the industry, but then you realize they only hit you up when it benefits them in some sort of way. And you're like... Oh, okay. I think that's really important. Not even for people that are in the industry, but just in life in general. If somebody is only reaching out to you because
they need something or using you for a specific reason, exactly. Yeah. Like if they're gonna reach out to you saying like, "Hey, you wanna grab drinks? You wanna? How are you doing? You know, as a person, that's good. I mean, that's an actual friend, but someone who's just like, "Hey, so I have this podcast on Smosh." No, I'm joking. I'm sorry, I messed up. But it's people who, like you said, only reach out for a specific reason just to better themselves. It's very fake like that.
Yeah.
I think, though, just devil's advocate here, there's like an aspect to it where sometimes you meet people and like you said, you're not going to have the bandwidth to be best friends with everybody you meet. So there's a line you can sort of walk where like you meet someone who's in your same industry, you get along plenty fine and you know you're not going to be best friends, but it's just sort of like, let's keep each other in each other's like Rolodexes in case stuff
comes along
because we would work well together if something comes up. Like, what's the difference between that and the point where you're feeling like you're used? Like, what is the big like red flag for you?
If you're going to a place where you don't want to be just because you know it's going to better them.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
I would say, like, for example, like you're going to come across people who, you know, you meet on a night out, you're like, yeah, it's good to see you. And then, like, you know, they kind of join on to that group and then you get drinks together and hang out and that's fine, you know?
Yeah, cool.
It's the people who you don't hear from them for 6 months and they're like, hey, so I have this thing. I'm like, nope. I'm good.
Yep.
Also, it's like kind of, I don't know, is quid pro quo the right usage of that? Where it's like, yeah, you do something for me, I'll do something for you.
Yeah.
But if it's like, you know,
I'll do something for you, and then I'll do something for you.
Yeah, and then I'll do something for you, and then I'll do something for you. And when I ask you to do something, you just don't respond to my text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh,
I see what this is. You're not on my team. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I can see that for sure.
That's not boys supporting boys.
Nope.
Or you know, girls or supporting boys, or the other way around,
people
or whatever you identify.
People supporting people.
There you go. People supporting people.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
That is the spice,
bitch. So, what can I expect going to your tour in 2 days?
It's a stand-up gaming hybrid. It's something I've been working on the last, like, 2 years, I want to say, because I wanted to try and create something that people can actually just enjoy, whether you know my content or not. Yeah, it took a while to write, and then I brought on Big Jiggly Panda Anthony to come on tour with me because I feel like, A, I think me and him, our dynamic works really well together, and also, I wanted people to leave with a message. You know, sometimes you watch some Netflix specials and their, you know, their message is like, don't do weed unless you're 5 years old. You know, bullshit. I wanted to try.
It's a pretty good message.
It's not, but that's okay. You know, different thing in opinions. I wanted people to leave with a message of, you know, life can get real shitty. You gotta go through the bad to really enjoy the good. Mm. And I feel like I have some really good stories for that. Anthony has some really good stories for that. It's a fun night. Some crowd interaction. There's some just bullshittery, and I'm really proud of it.
And awesome. It's called the Demonetized Tour because I know you've been demonetized. You got hit hard by the demonetized ban hammer.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Did Big Jiggly Panda as well?
Yeah, we both did for all because we swear a lot in our videos. I didn't swear for like 6 months, and then now I'm getting back into it because I'm like, wow, I didn't actually do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
I deleted a lot of my really raunchy videos to try and see if it would help out, but you know, it was more of an experiment. Yeah. Didn't work out. What did we learn? But I think because I have 1,000 videos of me swearing in it, YouTube has already put like a flag on the channel saying like, wow. Hey, we know this channel swears. This is not brand safe according to them. But then the weird thing is YouTube is very like, or sorry, YouTube even said themselves like, you know your brand safe is if you can show your video to a 5-year-old. But then you've also got YouTube coming out now taking commercials off kids' channels and comments and things like that. So it's like, we're trying to make videos for 5-year-olds, yet you take away ads for videos that are made for 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
it's a very...
I mean, it's playing a very, very, very safe game. They're trying to be, I'm guessing, about on par with television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's kind of the game that we've always played is stay appropriate for television, like network television. Mm-hmm. Bleep out curses, don't show too much heavy violence.
I had to stop showing my butt in videos.
Yeah, sorry. I know. I had to stop. Loss.
It's okay. Hey, be sorry for the world, man.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
More.
You have a great ass, and I'll always think of that. Okay?
I appreciate that.
It may not be in videos anymore.
Thank you,
but it's still on you.
Thank you, man.
No problem.
That's behind me now.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Nice. Cut it out.
No, don't cut that out. No, you gonna live with that.
Yeah, and I had to stop wearing unitards that showed the dick imprint on my leg.
So sorry.
It was all bad. Yeah, all the way down. Yeah, it's interesting how it's affected some channels more than others. And I know you've been fighting with that for like over a year.
Well, it's funny how like this is a good example of this. So, sorry for the slight flex, by the way. But anyway, listen up. So, the Maylad channel, I did a lot of, like, used to do a lot of reaction videos, and you do a lot of skits, and the videos would do well. It'd be great. Mm. The videos would get monetized, everything is fine. I would upload that same kind of content onto my new Craig Thompson channel, and most videos I upload on my Craig Thompson channel get trending. Not just gaming trending, but like actual like American trending. Wow. Every single time. So I'm doing pretty much the same video, one of my Medilad and one of my Craig Thompson. Both same kind of humor, some same kind of whatever. One's on trending and one doesn't show up when recommended.
So you do think that video like... has been sort of, I mean, that channel has been
100%.
Knocked. Yeah.
That's
interesting.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to upload there. It just means it's like I'm just going to go back to swearing and just enjoying it.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I mean, not swearing important. In my videos, it was difficult. It was difficult. I had to, I didn't bleep it, like beep. It was just like, I had to just cut it completely. So it was like, and then nothing else.
That's funny.
I think that's smart. I think that's just sort of an evolution. Obviously, the tour is an evolution for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
I'm writing music right now, and I'm trying to release my first single and EP next year.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Irish country.
Right. I'm a singer.
No. A mini lad somewhere.
Just with the amount I used to work out from my rugby days, I kind of fell in love with house music.
Oh, that's
like
great.
Kind of aggressive kind of EDM house music. So
I like EDM.
Yeah. So my original plan in life was I went to college for music production because I wanted to try and make jingles for commercials.
Whoa.
So that was my original plan in life. And then whenever YouTube came along, put it on the back burner. But the last like 3 years, I've been working behind the scene to try and get it up to like a professional quality. And now I think it's slowly getting around that time. So I'm going to try and work hard and try and get some music out next year.
That's really
Dude,
exciting.
That's awesome.
Congrats.
I think that's a cool thing about you know, YouTube and you know, building a sort of fan base that enjoys what you do, because they're going to be there to support you through whatever sort of passion you
right.
might have.
Well, so for me as well, cool. It's also like a fine line because I want to release music. It's not going to be called Mini Lad. I don't know if I'm going to call it Craig Thompson or something else, but I'm trying to pitch it so I'm not just like another YouTuber musician. So mm-hmm. for me, like I want to make a video saying, hey, by the way, I released a song. This is me. Cool. And then that'll be it. I might just leave it there, and then
okay.
so you know it'll get a little bit of a boost at the start, and then I'll just let it grow by itself. And
that's
just,
really cool.
Because for me, I'm kind of afraid that people will, or like especially in the music industry, they'll see me as just another YouTuber musician.
Sure,
I don't really want that because I want to be kind of taken somewhat seriously with it. So I'll probably just mention it once and then just let it do its thing.
Dude,
if it blows up, it blows up. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But at the same time, like I put my heart and soul into it, I can be proud of it. So
yeah,
that's great.
The most important thing.
Well, before this Smoshcast ends, can you give us, you said you wanted to do jingles. Can you give us a jingle for my favorite coffee?
Ooh,
just like
on
throw,
the spot.
Just throw on the spot.
On the spot.
Jingle.
My favorite coffee, energy for you and me.
Oh,
my
yeah.
favorite coffee. Please give me money. Okay.
Hey.
Yeah. I love it. Craig, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. You guys are always amazing. I
best of
it.
Luck with the rest of the tour that already happened by the time that this is out.
Yeah.
And I love you, man.
Love you, too.
It was great meeting you, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate
and,
it.
And I love fella. You guys for listening. Thank you so much for listening to another Smoshcast. And if you're not yet subscribed to Smoshcast, please do so. We
subscribe
got,
down
we
below.
Got it. Yeah, it's down below.
Or get on a computer and then subscribe below.
Or do it on your phone.
And then subscribe below.
We're on all those things. So please go ahead and do that. My Favorite Coffee is live now. MyFavoriteCoffee.com. Check it out. It's honestly some of the best coffee you will ever have in your life. And I'm not even exaggerating.
Your logo is on the side. You do know that.
Huh?
What?
Hmm?
Oh, so you okay? No, that's okay. Yeah. Here it is. There you
yeah.
go.
So yeah, check it out, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye, friend.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.